So welcome everyone. So right now we're going to be reviewing Metro Tower. It's at site plan. The project was well received by the planning board when it was reviewed at site at sketch plan, and also well received by the panel. As you know, this meeting is being recorded, and the recordings will go on the website. So if you could keep your presentation to about 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes at most, that'd be great.
Just wanted to introduce myself, Mary Beth Adamasian. I represent the applicant, Bell Centers, and its affiliate that will be developing the site. I'm not going to speak. I'm going to turn it over to my two consultants, the architect, John Torti, and our landscape architect, John, take it away.
I'll do the brief version of this. We've... No, you ruined it already. We've been working very hard on this building. We're bringing it along with all of the engineers, the interior designers, and the detailing. And as we all know, the detailing evolves and gets more specific as the drawings go further. But we've spent our time refining since the last time you saw this. We have the location opposite the new First and Main of Bethesda, and the plaza that's being provided to our south. Our site, I'm just going to make the presumption that we all know where it is, so I'm not going to go through that. The big plus in our site plan is that the existing plaza, in essence, doubles in size, and the fact that our clients have an arrangement with the property owner to the west. We are going to be redoing the plaza. Elliot's going to be talking in much detail about that today. And that plaza actually becomes over 9,000 square foot plaza and gives our building a proper public west facade that will be very prominent all the way down Elm Street and even across to Woodmont and Bethesda. Elliot, take it over. I'll come back a little bit later to talk a little bit more.
So the next slide. So the last time I was here, we talked programmatically about what the opportunities would be for the overall development. And I spoke about streetscape development along Elm, Wisconsin, Hampton Lane, and then we developed a programmatic framework for how to think about organizing the plaza space that John was describing. So the focal point, there's an opportunity for a major focal point that creates a primary thematic basis for remembering the plaza. And because of the change in elevation between Hampton and Elm Street, there's an opportunity for an overlook. There's an existing set of stairs. And then because of retail opportunities on both sides of the plaza, there's opportunity for dining out and seating and a gateway in the north side of the plaza. Before we move to the next one, pedestrian circulation is pretty straightforward around the streetscape on the north, south, and east side of the development. There's an important circulation path that will come through, and because of the destination of the Purple Line Metro Station, there's an opportunity to have pedestrian circulation come across or come in Elm Street in a safe way to get across the street.
Is it all parking underneath that plaza?
Yes.
So the next slide shows some of the images we showed you before, just to remember the kinds of opportunities we're thinking about. We're thinking that water can be the focal point. Plaza can be entitled or thematically thought of as a fountain plaza. So we've looked at a lot of different types of water. We have a great fountain consultant on the team. There are opportunities for movable furniture because the space is quite small. There's an opportunity to think about the plaza as a living room, as a great place for the people who live in the building adjacent to it, people who work, people in the neighborhood to come and really enjoy the plaza. So movable, comfortable furnishings are important. We've learned a lot by looking at different kinds of places that people enjoy being in. So we've looked at different kinds of hardscape built-in, edge seating, and also the kinds of plant material that are attractive, opportunities for dining, retail. And we looked at the for paving from historic, classical kinds of treatments to things that are very short and small and understated. So moving to the next. This is the overall diagram, and I think it's important first to talk about the way the building is organized so one can understand how the site responds to it. You've seen this before. There is building entranceway, lobby to the residential building on Elm, and a lobby vestibule along Hampton Lane. There's vehicular circulation for loading off of Hampton, and then residential garage entry off of Elm Street. Retail possibility on the east side, and then retail possibility on the plaza side to activate it, make it a great, comfortable living destination place. So as part of the plan, there is the streetscape development along Elm in Wisconsin and Hampton Lane. There's the overall plaza development that has a focal point fountain feature, a gateway feature, and a series of steps. This is more understandable when you look at the next slide, which is a rendering that has been prepared. Here's Elm Street. It's looking southwest toward the new building. Streetscape development, the existing flight of stairs. Plaza is going to be all about the fountain and having activated water as much as possible so that the changes of the water feature, the height of the water feature, the dynamics of the water will be a major attraction. Second major facet is the outdoor dining next to the Metro Tower building, outdoor sitting and dining next to One Bethesda Center building. We've utilized movable furniture as a way to create a livable place, so there's, and to create green opportunities. So the places for green, in addition to the streetscape and small trees that would be located in these two planted areas that flank the steps coming up, would be the movable planters, and then a large circular planted feature that would have special plantings within it. Lights are compatible to the lights that are along the streetscape, but they would be multiple globe lighting, and a really beautiful series of paving patterns that I'll show on the next slide. So this is the overall site plan, the brick paving along the streetscape, steps coming up, fountain. We're thinking that the fountain would have a granite rolled edge with dynamic water in it. It's about 18 by 30 feet, 30 feet, 18 feet wide. And this is about a 12 foot wide circle, basically with a dome of special planting that's part of the area. Working closely with John and his team, with the building being an Art Deco styled building, we worked to develop paving patterns within that would be calm, but also have some iteration of deco-like treatments.
I don't want to cut you short, but we do have 10 minutes left.
Sorry.
So do folks feel like they could begin asking specific questions on areas that you want to ask? Just because we do have to get a vote before folks leave.
Okay. Should I show you just quickly?
Yeah, slide through them real quick.
Okay. So here's a blow up. Our inspiration for the fountain and for the paving around it is the Piazza di Spagna in Rome. There's a neutral field around it, but obviously with some paving treatments. The shape actually of the fountain is about the size of this. And go. Want me to stop?
I can stick around a few more minutes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
What else do we have?
Just flip through it.
Trees are according to the Bethesda plan, the streetscape plan. These are some images of studies for the fountain. Paving materials, architectural materials, wall materials.
What are the predominant materials in your in the plaza?
Right now, we're thinking concrete pavers.
Concrete.
with granite treatment of the special.
With radiology.
Possibly. With a granite fountain and the circular planter.
So the drainage of everything looks like it goes toward the fountain. So is there hidden drainage all underneath the fountain? In other words, all the lines radiate down.
There would be, and also there would be
right. Underneath. And what is the structural grid underneath this plaza in terms of the parking garage underneath? Is there?
The parking garage is a major determinant of how we organize.
Right. Do you have a plan to show what the grid is in terms of where the columns are?
I don't have it.
We have it in our site plan.
Yeah, I think that's going to be very important.
No, we have actually a structural engineer, and he's studied that, and the weight that we are putting on the existing structure is okay and assumable.
So it's an existing parking garage.
Yeah.
But I was also thinking about potential places where you could actually have some trees.
Yeah, right.
In other words, because there's columns, etc.
Yeah, well.
Right now you have no planter boxes, you have no trees at all in this plaza. Everything's at the perimeter.
Yeah, we have 100 PSF live dead load rather that we have to adhere to, and while it looks big when you put the large fountain in here, we're concerned that anything more is going to make it a little difficult. Mm-hmm. So perhaps if something can exist in a planter, a pot, mm-hmm. you can put it out there, but like you said, you'd have to.
That's why I was just wondering where the column grid.
How tall is the building immediately to the west, to the existing building?
I mean, steps up.
9, 10 stories.
Go to the.
Well, you get a lot. Will there be a? No, no, you won't.
It has. It's 2, 5, and then it goes up to about 90 feet.
So we'll provide western shading to the plaza.
Yeah, the plaza doesn't get a lot of sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is
and its existing garage is what's underneath this plaza.
Yes.
Right. It's not the new garage. It's
yep.
We know that.
Yep.
And our structural engineer was the structural engineer for that garage, too, so they were able
to
get
all
the files. We understand their liability continues.
I notice you're not keeping the Mara Smith brick sculptures.
No.
That's too bad.
Most people don't even know they're there because they unfortunately chose a mortar for those that is contrasting to the brick, so it sort of blends in with the brick of the building itself. But no, we're not planning to keep those sculptures.
I did the building. I do. I probably doesn't work anyway with the new grades.
It doesn't. It doesn't work with the architecture, and that part of the building is that part of the building on which those art sculptures exist. Is what's coming down to make way for the larger plaza.
I'm just always fond of it.
Oh, really? Oh, I
haven't
been there.
The fountain I didn't have.
We'd have to give them to you if you're back.
Yeah, good. I can put them in my yard.
I don't know. I don't know if you're allowed to do that.
I'm teasing.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not serious either.
Yeah. Other questions?
How about meeting the green requirements generally for the project?
Yeah, we're skinny on that. Mm-hmm. We're just a little bit over 30%, and the green roof requirements are 35%. Staff, we mentioned this to staff during sketch plan. We thought we were going to get more green roof than the 30.8 or whatever we are right now. We thought we were going to be at about 32%. And once we put all of the, you know, we're actually on the verge of starting DDs for this building, and so we've gotten pretty advanced with how much that roof real estate is going to be taken up, and even at that, we're putting a lot of green roof on top of mechanical room spaces and whatnot, and, you know, this is what we have left, is 30. It's a difficult site because it's so skinny and narrow, and you have to put this equipment on the roof, so, it, you know, we did the best we could. Staff said it was a guideline, and that they had the authority to, you know, say that we were close enough. And so far, that's the position that we're counting on.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The plaza is outside of that calculation.
Correct. The plaza.
So the plaza is a freebie, in essence.
Yeah, the plaza will ultimately belong to the one that's assessed.
Yeah, I thought
just can pay for it.
We just pay for it, right.
Is that part of the justification for the requirement?
It should be.
It's part of our justification for not putting public art back in lieu of public art.
How about stormwater management, sidewalks, doing any fire retention in sidewalks or not?
I think most of it's all coming from the roof. I don't think there's any ability for us to put anything in the sidewalks. Because, and we'd heard actually from Elsa and staff that they were worried that putting this up against the face of the building would put things to in the way, essentially. And there is garage below this. The garage goes property line to property line. The building is in to match the.
I'm not going to touch the screen, but you can see this is essentially the property line. The garage goes underneath all of that. The building steps back the requisite number of feet, 15 feet from the curb. 15 feet from the curb on this side about 25 feet, I believe, from this curb.
Yes.
But the garage is property line to property line. So there isn't really a place for our retention within the sidewalk.
And even with pushing the garage that much, we're still only a little shy of 0.5 per unit part.
We do have some higher retention up high.
We do.
Planters on the podium.
Yes, podium.
And then one last thing, I think I read in the narrative something about rapid transit bus stop in this area that's preventing the crosswalk.
Well, that is what we were told. We've met with DOT regarding the last time we were here. There was a concern about there being jaywalking occurring, to get either up to the Purple Inn or down the Woodlawn Triangle. We met with them. They understood it. They said, yeah, you're probably right. There's going to be a tendency for that. We have to chew on this, and we'll get back to you about where, if, or how that could be accomplished. Because their BRT stop is currently planned to be here. They're trying to get a BRT stop close to the metro and off of Wisconsin Avenue. So they think that lay-by, which currently shows on the car development site plans as having about 5 parking spaces there, they're ultimately thinking that's going to go away once the BRT gets more fully developed as a reality, and that's what their lay-by might be for that. So as a result, you have to have certain clearances from rear of bus where a crosswalk can make its way across. I said, look, you tell us if you want it. We're happy to put it in. It'll be on our nickel. If we get approval without it, it's going to be on your nickel. You're going to ultimately see there's a need for it because of the potential for jaywalking, which you guys pointed out, and we carry that message to them. They get it. They just haven't told us yet where and how long.
I think architecturally, the project has only gotten better.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The subtleties of the detailing and what you're natural.
I like what you guys have done up on the roof.
Yeah.
It's like you split the tower apart. I think that's kind of very intriguing.
We were toying with the idea of having a pool overlooking this plaza and the view of Woodmont and the view of the city and whatnot. But I'm not sure if it was one of you guys that suggested it or one of our folks that suggested it. We're like, there's a club room that's in the program to be up on the roof. We previously had it in the middle. We're like, you can only use a pool a certain number of months a year.
Yeah.
Why don't we put the club room that they can enjoy that view 24/7, 12 months out of the year, and put the pool between the two towers so it's somewhat shielded by the winds. It's going to be 25 stories a year.
Which is meaningful.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
So that was sort of,
that makes sense.
That was a change from.
I think it's a nice development. Do we need to do something because I got off?
We could vote, or Damon said that he could stay a few more minutes.
Okay.
If you're ready to vote, we could vote.
Only to answer your questions.
Thank you.
I think it's a great, well-designed project. Okay. No problem.
Sorry, I have to leave, so.
Okay. Do you recommend 30 points, or do you think?
Yes.
Great. All right, so.
They're only asking 20.
You're only asking 20 now.
I concur with
the
20.
I thought it was 30 at this point.
I know.
We were asking 30.
It was 30?
I thought it was 30.
I think there was 30.
You were asking for 30.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm asking.
It's 30. Okay.
And we think that's great.
Okay. Do folks think 30 is appropriate?
I think it's appropriate.
Yes.
Okay, great. So 30 points is appropriate. Do you have any additional comments before we take a vote?
Well, there's that concern about the tree canopies in the public open space, which you are retrofitting, because you're not really getting it's not yours, it's theirs, but you're paying for it, et cetera. And so there is that concern about the lack of
covering canopies
in the space, and that's why I asked that question about where the columns were and whether or not there were the potential for planter boxes that would then contain trees of a light nature. And some of the images that you show, of course, have trees integrated in with, you know, with the eating, et cetera, et cetera.
Originally under the impression that there were from penetrating radar that we had like to do that there was maybe a foot and a half of clearance between the top of the pavers and the garage roof.
I'm sure there's not.
It's four inches. It's the width of the brick. That's the difference between the surface of the plaza now and the top of the roof of the garage. So there is nothing there.
No, I understand that. That's why I was asking about the column grid and the potential for planter boxes, you know, larger ones, mm-hmm. so that you could get some light, airy trees, you know, not heavy trees.
But I think you
give
may be
canopies.
It's smaller than you're thinking it is.
Yeah. Well, there's
a canopy of the existing building that really
yeah, that starts
cuts
to get
out.
In the way, doesn't it?
Yeah. It really cuts down on the open.
No,
air
no I understand. I understand.
Yeah, I think there's only one column grid between here and here. My memory is correct on the plans we have. So there's not a lot of opportunity even for columns.
Our philosophy is that there's an opportunity to have a really livable urban space and to take a lot of space out, which we would need to create these big planters would eliminate our.
No, I wasn't suggesting a big
so
planter.
There are two trees that are not shown in this rendering because
right.
they would have blocked your view into the
right there in those two areas.
Yes,
well,
yeah.
I think that would help.
Elliot mentioned
yeah, well,
that,
yeah.
and we're going to have to create myrtles in there.
Yeah.
And they're really lovely.
Okay, that's what I'm suggesting.
Yeah.
That,
oh,
there
yeah.
light areas.
Actually, they're there. You just can't see them.
They're there.
We
the,
wanted
the,
you
the
to
negative,
make the comment.
The negative virtual reality.
Imagine this.
That's right. yeah.
Okay, no, definitely there is enough depth of soil here.
Yeah, no.
And there's already a crepe myrtle on this
great.
Side currently. See all the rendering because we felt
for
that, so it
took
out just for rendering.
It's just so much better.
Yeah, it's really.
I'll tell you, if it turns out like this, it's so much better than what's there now. Mm-hmm.
The only time I ever see people other than cutting through is
yeah.
they stand out there under that overhang of the building we're going to tear down smoking. That's all I ever see as far as people hanging out out there. So I think
that's just.
Well, the uses, the retail juxtaposed to the use of the space, I think should make it so much more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Well, it's a land use issue. In other words, if you have restaurants there and cafes, then it's great. If you have CVS, then, you know, shoot yourself, right?
One other point I would like to make, even though it's a question that hasn't been raised, and there was some thought at some point by others and the planning staff about putting some sort of a ceiling, if you will, foam ceiling in this area, whether it's catenary lighting or some sort of a grid work in which you can suspend things like you see at City Center. I've got a complete blank here. We're trying to be sensitive to the fact that there's a professional office building entrance here, and even though you do have City Center, it's under one ownership. We don't own this building, and we've been working very cooperatively with this landowner. And so far, everybody's been playing nice in the sandbox. We like to keep it that way. So we just don't want it to get too playful, if you will. It is a professional office environment here, and we'll do what we have to on our side. But it's all governed by an easement agreement that is very close to being negotiated between them and us about how this whole thing can be utilized, the fact that nobody can build anything there to interfere with the openness of the space and all that sort of thing.
I don't know. I mean, would it be nice? Maybe it would be nice. But I think this is going to be very nice anyway. So,
yeah.
You know, it's more frosting.
I mean, it is a good idea in certain instances, but this has an interesting spatial sequence
yep.
anyway. I don't think it needs.
I mean, you do have a lighting strategy, so I mean, it's not as if it's going to be dark. But I think the two land uses are absolutely key.
Mm-hmm.
If those are stores that don't give over to the plaza, then all of a sudden the canopies of your umbrellas, et cetera, are no longer necessary, et cetera, et cetera. So I think from a marketing point of view, I mean, you really have to have those. Otherwise, the space
can it's actually one of the very fortunate things of having salt companies as a client. When we worked on the Van Ness building, that building depends on the exact same thing, the right kind of retailers to make the street come alive. And all I can say is that they certainly kept their promise. And the architecture, the landscape architecture, and the way the building has been leased and marketed and maintained all help create that environment.
Very
and the Italian restaurant there is fabulous.
But the market left.
Pardon?
The market left.
Oh, but there's another one coming back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because that land use was pretty...
They didn't really... They weren't a good operator.
They were not well operated, right.
Yeah.
But I agree. That's all I'm saying. I just wanted to get on the record that the land use absolutely becomes very important.
Retailers.
Yeah.
Yeah, retail.
Thank you.
Great.
Good. So let's take a vote. All those who support the project. All right. It's unanimous. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
That was easy.